stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
Don't forget, you can hit us up. We're on Facebook and we're on Twitter. Yeah, drop us a little note. Tell us about maybe you're going on theme park adventures. Tell us about them. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get into the updates. Busch Gardens in Tampa Bay is extending summer nights through Labor Day weekend. So that's exciting.
I thought that was very good. Honestly, I didn't realize they, other than us doing our podcast, I thought they originally wanted to do it through Labor Day because that's usually the summer cutoff, I would say. Labor Day is like the end of summer, especially if you grew up north.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you grew up north, it's the end of summer, but here it's always feels like summer, so
it's just
another day.
But it does, I guess it's the pinnacle moment that it's like, okay, now we're really in spooky season. We're really in Halloween now after Labor Day. But nowadays it's like, oh, August, pumpkins go up.
I mean, I've been looking at black tinsel trees and Halloween lights to put in my house, so...
Can't I know, if you're working from home, it's like you really have to decorate this year.
Oh, yeah, because I'll get to enjoy it more.
Does it become a work expense? We'll have to ask our boss.
Michaela, I like where you're going with this. I really like where you're going with this. All right, so let's talk about Universal. They've introduced a date-based ticket price. What is this, Michaela?
Yes, so very similar to Disney, where depending on what day you decide to go to the theme park is how much your ticket will be. I'm not sure what the range is, but I did realize that it is not as expensive to go on peak times as it usually is.
Okay.
So depending on the day, so a weekend day like Saturday or Sunday could be different from a Wednesday. A day in the middle of June could be different than a day in the middle of September.
Okay.
So it's just different. It's definitely better, I think, because if you are someone who doesn't have kids, who can really travel at any time, you don't have to go during spring break or summer or winter break, it works because you're saving at least a little bit of money that maybe you could go buy an extra butterbeer, you know? So it's definitely worth it. I like date-based pricing because you're not paying for a peak time.
Yeah, it's kind of like
on a low time.
It's kind of like how they do hotel bookings.
Right.
Every day is a different rate. So they're going to do that with park tickets. I like it.
I love it.
So more information on the Universal website. Universal is also going to be temporarily closing Adventura and Low Sapphire Falls. And according to my friend, she had a reservation for Labor Day weekend at Sapphire Falls. And she had the option of moving to Royal Pacific or Hard Rock. And then she also heard that those who were staying at Aventura were being moved to Cabana Bay. So check your email. I don't know if they'll email you or call you. I think she said she got a phone call. But they're just looking to consolidate operations. Because I guess their capacity isn't, you know, at peak capacity. Normally, they'd be getting ready to launch Halloween Horror Nights, and their hotels would be pretty booked.
Right.
But instead of having, you know, 25% capacity, I'm just throwing numbers out here, 25% capacity at Aventura and like 40% capacity at Sapphire Falls when the other hotels are still open and have room, let's just move everybody and consolidate those properties and, you know, save a little bit of money too. So,
right. Because if those hotels are open, we're talking about housekeeping. We're talking about front desk staff. We're talking about lifeguards, all these people that could be moved to another resort that could get use out of there. Now, at the same time, I do feel for team members if their hours get cut, but hopefully they're still on staff and
yeah.
Universal's working with them to get them hours at other resorts.
Yeah, I'm hoping for that as well. So just if you have a reservation coming up at either one of those hotels in the next couple of weeks, just keep an eye on your phone. And, you know, you can always reach out to Universal Orlando with questions too. I think this is awesome. I saw it on your Insta story. You want to talk about this? Because I know you. This is one of your favorite things to do.
Yes. So Happily Ever After is honestly my favorite fireworks display at Walt Disney World. And since they're not doing fireworks right now because the parks close before
it gets dark,
sun even goes down, which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
And because of that, they are showing Happily Ever After on demand on televisions at your Walt Disney World resort. So if you're staying on property, I think it's wonderful, especially since they're cutting the hours the day after Labor Day.
Mm.
You could be back in your room in time, maybe grab dinner to go, bring it back in your sanitize,
yep.
Be in your room and watch Happily Ever After from your TV. I think it's wonderful.
That's awesome. I love it.
It's pre-recorded, too. It's not that it's going on live.
It's not happening live, so you can't look out your window, but you can watch it on. It's on demand. It's streaming at a certain time.
Right. So that's every awesome. Seat is a good seat.
And you don't have to stand and wait for the, you know, try to get a good place for the fireworks.
Right. Although, and we all don't have to run to go back to your car.
Right.
Trying to beat everybody to getting to the monorail.
Right. I will say that my favorite place to see the fireworks are from, if you time it right, if you're on Dumbo or on the Runaway Railway, Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder Mountain. I was like, Runaway Railway.
Yeah, sorry. Big Thunder Mountain.
No, that's okay. Those I also love places. The People Mover.
The People Mover is a good
a
one.
Wonderful spot. I mean, you can't see all of it like on the other rides, but
yeah.
Dumbo is probably the best, like you said.
Yeah, Dumbo was pretty good. Walt Disney World, they're canceling some dining reservations due to the changing park hours. So if you have a trip coming up and it's after the Labor Day weekend when they're going to be changing their hours, you may want to check your My Disney Experience app to see if there are any updates on that. Maybe make a different reservation for earlier in the day. And then you were telling me about this that you saw on the My Disney Experience. They're doing walk-up time slots?
Yes. So usually, let's say you wanted to go to Topolino Terrace, which is a dining, one of the only dining, character dining on property right now. That books up very fast because it's only for breakfast. But right now, they're doing the walk-up time slots. But what's funny is that we saw it on the app and then it disappeared.
Okay.
So I wonder if they're going to launch it soon. I wonder if they're going to launch it soon because of them putting it on there
to test,
as a display
test
and take it off, right? So when we saw it, it shows you what today is and where you want to eat. And then it says what the walk-up times are, if they have one available for the restaurant that you're looking for. And if they don't, they just say that they don't have a time. But if they do, it pops up. I think it's wonderful. Because right now there's not all the parks are not filled to capacity. And if there was a late cancellation, that's not going to pop up on My Disney Experience to book for yourself to go, let's say, Sci-Fi Dine-In at Hollywood Studios. But if there's something last minute, it's lunchtime and you're saying, oh, I'm really hungry, but I don't want to eat at a quick service. I want to sit down. I think it's a great option, and hopefully there's a lot more time slots available, giving these waiters and waitresses more customers to get more tips, you know, because they're at a low capacity right now already with social distancing.
Yeah.
I think it's good to have more people coming in and enjoying a nice sit-down restaurant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So keep an eye on the My Disney Experience app there. I love the My Disney Experience app. I think it's so nicely done. And there are always new updates and fun things on there. So just constantly be checking that. Like we always say, we kind of have like a disclaimer at the beginning of the show that I didn't do today, but like, we're still in the pandemic. Like it's not over yet. Right. And it's an ever changing fluid time in our lives. So just one, be flexible with your plans. And also just always be checking the theme park official websites for any updates or news as well. because that's where we're going to get the information, really. All right, let's talk about merchandise. By the way, because I was inspired by your Miss Piggy New York t-shirt that you got from Zara, guess you got hers in the mail yesterday.
Yay! So that's excited. Fast.
It
that's
was
pretty fast.
It was. I ordered it less than a week ago and I got it. So in case you don't know, and they're not a sponsor of this podcast, maybe they should be, Zara has a line of Disney apparel. Some of it's super cute. Actually, a lot of it is super cute, but
yeah, it's all really nice.
Two things I love: Miss Piggy in New York City, and it's her as like the Statue of Liberty, and like I love New York, but like instead of like the tablet, it's like a purse, and then there's like she's wearing a gown. You know, it's just it's fantastic.
Right. So, it just reminds me of the show.
Yes,
because at the end of the show at Hollywood Studios Muppet Vision 3D, they have a fireworks display.
Yep.
And Miss Piggy is the Statue of Liberty in it.
Yep.
And her fountain outside, she's the Statue of Liberty. So I was like, this is perfect. It is a park shirt and it's a love for New York and the Muppets.
Yep. I love it. It's
so
good
glad
stuff.
You got it. It's yes. It's great. I got it oversized too.
Me too.
Just to I like it, the lounging with the leggings, or it's so nice. It's you're going to love wearing it.
It's so soft. But yes, so if you're ever by a Zara or online, they have a line of Disney stuff, just like at Target. They've got a line of Disney apparel. But speaking of merch, the Halloween merch for the parks is dropping.
Yes, and it already did on Monday, this past Monday of this week of our recording. And they dropped it on Shop Disney. So you do not need to go into the parks to get your merch.
I love that.
No, but all of it's not there. So some of it sold out already, just being honest. But they will bring it back. Come on. It's Disney.
I hope
And it's only August. So they're going to bring it back. I have a theory that they drop a little bit of them. They don't order in bulk as much as a bulk to see what's popular and what's not.
And then bring back what's
and
popular.
Then they reorder some more stuff.
Yeah.
Because they're going to order all these ears and then they're not going to sell them.
Yeah.
It's a waste, Disney. So they know what they're doing.
Plus there are less people in the parks to get them. So I'm sure they're having to readjust their entire ordering plan. I mean,
I have to say there's less people in the parks, but more than ever have I seen the eBay scalpers.
Those eBayers.
I am in shock of how crazy they've been going for one Splash Mountain merchandise.
Okay.
Because of it closing. And now the Halloween stuff. And they had these new ears, Rachel, that they're not Halloween, but they're emerald green. I'm obsessed with the way they look. I want them so bad. They haven't dropped on Shop Disney, which I'm like keeping an eye on it. But these emerald ears are so pretty. It just reminds me of like Wizard of Oz, like the Emerald City.
You got to text me a photo when we're done here.
I have to text you two things.
Yeah, because I want to see. Because I know you're always stalking Shop Disney. And so you'll see it way before me. You'll see it way before me. So emerald ears. Okay, we'll have to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, these emerald ears.
Mind-blowing. Oh my gosh, Michaela's a loss for words. She's so excited about these.
It's gorgeous. And I always tell myself, you know what? I'm done.
No more ears.
I'm done buying things from Disney, from Universal, from Busch Gardens, all that. And then something new comes out and I'm like, but wait, I want that too.
No, they find a way to just pull you back in.
I have to look through all the Halloween merch. We'll see what I like from there. But letting you know, like I said, Shop Disney has a lot of it.
Cool.
And also speaking of merch, what's going on right now that I'm sure if you're a big Shop Disney person and if you love the merchandise like me, you've seen this new collection that they have that's called the Minnie Mouse Main Attraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a monthly thing that they they release a new assortment of Minnie Mouse merch each month based on a ride. So last month, or yeah, July, was King Arthur's Carousel.
Cool.
That one was my favorite one. And what they do with it is, because it's a limited time and they have a pack of pins, a plush, ears, backpack, and a magic band, but they all sold separately. They have this merch pass thing where you sign up to try to buy
it. Be the first.
So it's not like you win it. You have to click what you're interested in buying, and then you submit it. And then 2 days later, they let you know if you got it. But it's not like you could go on Shop Disney right now and try for it, because next month, or this month rather, August is Dumbo. So Dumbo. So yesterday they had the merch pass that you could try for it. And then tomorrow people find out if they got it for what item. It's just going to appear in your cart when you sign in.
So does the merch pass cost anything, or is it just a way for them to kind of funnel the amount of people who want what? And so maybe the websites won't crash.
Right. That's the second part of what you said. It is just to make sure that it is not going to crash the site. And it's also so that there's the loopholes, you know, where people try to buy multiple things of the same thing, where they'll go buy it and then they'll complete the purchase and then go back in and buy the same thing, and then go back in and buy the same thing, go back in.
Mm-hmm.
With this, it's only one of each. And if I try for everything on the merch pass, there's some cases that you just get the ears, or you just get the plush, or you just get the pins. Okay. So you might not get everything, but you might get something for all of it. Right.
Yeah.
So what I've been doing is that last month I tried for all of it. I didn't get any of it. I tried for every single item on there and I didn't get any of it because I love the carousel. And then this month, my cousin actually really wants the pins. I don't want anything from this collection, but I did click everything just to see.
Just to see.
Get anything. Yeah. And I could drop it. Like, I could let it go.
Yeah.
And then it could go to someone else.
Well, that's a good idea.
It's very hard to get. So if you wanted to try to collect all 12, you're probably not going to do it unless you wanted to go on eBay and pay $300 for a plush.
Damn eBayers.
No. I know. I'm so sad about the eBayers. But keep an eye on Shop Disney, because if you're a big Minnie Mouse attraction collector, they have been dropping some of the merchandise here and there. Like today, around noon, they dropped everything.
Oh, wow.
In the past couple of months. So January to July. And it went so fast. I was able to grab the King Arthur plush.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, thank goodness I didn't get the merch pass, but I got it here. But I really wanted the ears. I didn't get it.
So
I'm hoping they drop again.
So even if you get the merch pass, like, they'll still drop the collection in limited quantities for anybody, even if you didn't try for the merch pass?
It's not promised.
Right.
But there is a way still for them to do it, especially if people, like I said, I tried for everything. Let's say I get the pins for my cousin in the Dumbo collection, and the plush I got too, let's say, like, in my cart, I could drop it, but they're not going to reach out to someone and say, hey, you got the plush now. What's going to happen is they're going to secretly drop it on Shop Disney. And if you're there when they drop it, good. If you're not, you're not. So it's not like they send an email out to people and said, hey, the Minnie Mouse collection dropped on Shop Disney, go buy it.
So basically, always have one computer open with the Shop Disney website on it and refresh it every 15 minutes is what you're saying.
The only way I found out about it was through Instagram, because people
were posting about it.
Posted on there after they completed their checkout. Obviously, they were like, smart. I got my things, go get yours.
Yep, smart, smart.
And I was like, dang it.
All right, so that's awesome. So we all know Busch Gardens Hallow Scream is happening in a revised way this year. But another thing that's happening is a drive-through Halloween event called the Haunted Road. And tickets went on sale yesterday. Where is this thing about? Where's this thing?
Address?
It's like kind of near Orlando. So it's starting.
I think it's technically in Orlando. I have the address, so just hold on a moment. But okay. Yeah, go ahead with the ticket price.
So starting, it's starting at $15 per person. It's select night, September 25th through November 17th. And then they have family friendly daytime dates. So like maybe if your kids are, I love Halloween, but maybe the night event would be a little too intense for them. They've got that weekends, October 3rd and 31st or 3rd through 31st. And then there are 18 plus events on November 6th and 7th, and those are $25 per person. So definitely something to check out.
Yeah, they have real actors. So what I was worried about here was the people driving. Don't you think that they'd be too scared to drive, you know?
Yeah.
But what actually it's going on here is that you drive up to the scene and you park.
Park. And then they act out a scene.
Yes, they act out. It's supposed to be like Rapunzel, but like a scary Rapunzel.
Oh.
So they act it out and they do their thing all around your car.
That's cool.
And then
cool.
You drive to the next scene. So
you can check out thehauntedroad.com for all the info on it. And they've got a breakdown of all the dates. And it sounds really fun. I mean, that actually sounds kind of cool. Like,
yeah, I just couldn't drive. Honestly, I think I'd be too scared. No. Even if they're not going to jump out at me when I'm driving, I would still be scared.
It would be very, very dangerous, I think. And if you're familiar with in Orlando, the Corn Maze Orlando and the Painted Oaks Academy, it's in the same location. Mm-hmm. So it's on Lake Pickett Road in Orlando, Florida. So again, The Haunted Road, a drive-through Halloween experience. It's a very 2020 pandemic Halloween adventure because you're in your car. But it sounds really cool. So if you're missing that, you know, Universal is not doing their Halloween Horror Nights this year, this might be something for you to check out. So
perfect.
All right. Anything else you want to touch on today, Michaela, before we go?
I did want to say that if you're a fan of our podcast, Theme Parks and Rec, definitely subscribe to our podcast because anytime a new episode comes out, you'll be the first to know. You'll get a push notification, and it's always good because if we have special guests or a special show that's not really on Thursdays, let's say we release it earlier, you'll be the first to find out about this, and we want to keep you in the loop of all the things going on in the theme parks.
Also, if you love our show, tell your friends, and also maybe just drop us a review. We love to hear what you think of the show, and we love, hearing what you have to say. Like Eric Brooks, who messaged us a while back on Facebook, and I've been meaning to shout him out. We were talking about Back to the Future stuff at Universal Orlando, and he found this like Back to the Future themed shirt. And he wanted to make sure that we knew about it. So he dropped us a message on our Facebook page. And so he wanted to give Eric a shout out. And he also listens from the other side of the country. So I'm not really sure where he's at. Maybe LA, California. But he's ready to get down here to the parks real soon. So Eric, thank you so much for listening to us and dropping us a message on Facebook. If you have anything that you want to let us know, maybe you want to share with us your theme park experience, let us know on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. Also, themeparksandrecpodcast.com. We're on the BePod Studios. We're on Apple Podcasts. So we're everywhere you can listen to podcasts. So make sure you check us out. We love talking about our theme parks and our love for merchandise at theme parks with you every week. Every Thursday is our schedule for a new episode. So, all right, Michaela, really appreciate you joining and getting to see you and talk to you. Again, if you have any upcoming trips to the theme parks, always double check the official theme park websites because this is a very fluid situation living in the year 2020. Oh, yes. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.